As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Interesting that you started the show with Bust a Move, Jimmy, because this will vault me into the 3 o'clock hour when I plan to talk about this, but I'll talk about it at the beginning of the show. I have reason 5,927 as to why I love Tua Tagovailoa. Would you like to know why?
Why?
Because yesterday when he had the orange jersey, he got to choose the playlist at is it practice or OTAs now? Is it still OTAs, I guess?
Yeah, OTAs.
OTAs, yeah.
So, Tua, his playlist. I love this guy so much. I love Tua might be my favorite athlete of all time. His playlist yesterday. Bust a Move from Young MC. We Built This City from Starship, which is an all-time 80s banger. Big Papa from Notorious B.I.G. Mm-hmm. Return of the Mac, Mark Morrison. That's a great song, especially if you're a Burger King fan. Great song. They use that in commercials. Play That Funky Music, White Boy by Wild Cherry, which is a 70s banger. Wow. And Take On Me by A-ha. I mean, I couldn't make a better playlist if I tried. This is QB1. I love Tua more than any athlete, maybe since Liam Eichenberg yesterday.
Eichenbros.
We're the Eichenbros.
I believe in Tua with that playlist. I don't think we would hang out much, but I like him as an athlete. I do.
That's why I admire him. It's so easy to go out there and pander with your playlist. And I don't know who they play nowadays. Solana. They got the Boosie guy. They got Lil Boosie, Big Boosie. They got
Big Kendrick Lamar. What's the big fat the plug or something? I don't know. Yeah. That's some weird guys.
Bouchette. You know, you can pander all you want. Tua kept it 100 in my book. Aha, Take On Me. Yes, no, he actually kept it 100. No. Most guys who think they're keeping it 100 are not. Tua did. Dude, had We Built This City from Starship in there? Marconi Plays the Mamba. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We Built This City. Let's give that to DBJ this year. Marconi Plays the Mamba. Listen to the radio. Don't you remember? We Built This City on rock and roll.
I think he was pandering, but not to the locker room. He was pandering to the coaching staff and the trainer staff.
I think he was pandering to me. I think he knows I'm a super fan.
Yes.
Panning it's very possible he called Lori and asked for my walking playlist.
This hot guy knows what he's talking about. He loves me.
God bless Tua, man. That is excellent. NHL Stanley Cup Final Media Day begins at 3 p.m., so less than an hour from now, you'll see coverage on NHL Network. All the players and coaches going to start to be interviewed about tomorrow night's game. Hurricanes baseball team, they are headed to a super regional this weekend. This is a best of three, and if you win two out of three, you are headed to the College World Series. So they play Louisville in Louisville, and game one is Friday at 3 p.m. on ESPN2. Game two is Saturday, 11 a.m. on ESPN. Game three, if needed, will be on Sunday. But you have the Hurricanes with a legit chance to go to the College World Series for the first time in a minute.
I hate this wee stuff I do with the Canes, but me and my whole family watched that game last night.
It was cool, right?
Yeah, there's no other sports on. You know, LeChamp plays baseball. And then, what was it, number 31, that pitcher? He was throwing some stank. I said, I got to watch him finish his time. And then they were up. I said, hey, I'll watch the rest of this game.
You didn't watch the Marlins last night? Marlins set an attendance record in reverse yesterday.
I saw a picture. I hope it was doctored.
It was bad. No. Their announced attendance, I believe, is the lowest announced attendance in Major League Baseball this season. And I think the announced attendance was being generous, because they announced like 5,000 something. There were not 5,000 people there. Like there were.
I always thought that when we see those numbers, do they count the concession stand workers and the custodial staff and all the anybody in the building?
Certainly the Marlins do, but it still set an attendance record in reverse. Steelers aren't interested in Jonnu Smith anymore. And Mike McDaniel talked about that today. And what else? McDonald's has officially announced the return of the snack wrap. July 10th is the day. Hey. I have been in a text conversation with Mike Cugno since this morning from Edmonton. Very excited. Return of the wrap. Maybe they should use Mark Morrison. Hey. Return of the wrap. Return of
like
the wrap.
Snack wrap now.
And today, tomorrow night, by the way, we are watching game one at Funky Buddha Brewery in Oakland Park. We certainly hope you will join us. Crowder will not be there. Crowder's going to be in Dallas tomorrow doing the show, but he will be in Dallas or flying out after the show, something like that. Crowder will not be there tomorrow, but I will be there tomorrow. Funky Buddha in Oakland Park watching game one. Today is Alejandro Solana's sixth anniversary as executive producer of this show.
Hey.
Very big day in the annals of Hockman and Crowder show history. How are you celebrating, Solana?
Woke up, posted that picture to let everybody know. And yeah, that's pretty much all I've done today. Didn't really do any prep. Yeah.
No typical
6 years are the same. Yeah. 6 years are the same.
Yeah.
If you look at Solana's post on Instagram, there are some great responses, because he asked, you know, what's your favorite moment? That's Ruthie Polinsky. See some of these responses.
I'll be honest with you. 6 years ago today, I was a little worried. Because all I heard was Suge Knight in the past. I was like, this guy's going to be a damn headache.
Yeah, we didn't know what we were getting into. And you were right on all of that. So Solana posted, today officially marks my six-year anniversary working on the Hockman and Crowder show on WQAM. Comment your favorite moment over the past 6 years. Would you like to hear some of them?
Yes.
Solana thinking golf tournaments like the Masters don't start at hole one and end at hole 18. That is a great moment where he's like, oh, I don't know, they might tee off from 10 today.
Good old shotgun start. Like a charity tournament.
I think I was brewing right on that, by the way, but whatever. I digress.
Of course, frozen chocolate cake incident.
Amazing.
This is a good one. You know my buddy Hawk, like the bird Hawk. That was our practice segment, if I remember correctly, with Javon Holland, right? We were going to do the weekly show with Javon Holland. We did a practice segment with him that never aired. And you were in, you know, on the phone, like getting him ready for the interview. And you said the hosts are Hawk and Crowder Hawk, like the bird Hawk, which is ridiculous because
I still tell people it's Hawk like the bird. I'm still not understanding the difference between your name and the animal and the creature, fair. The bird.
Fair. Somebody says it's a toss up between Alotwile and February. Alotwile, I believe, is my favorite.
You got him so flustered. It was hilarious. He
17 minutes to set up a 30-second clip. It's insane. Just play the clip, bro. Play the clip.
I'm a miner, though. I'm looking for the gem, and I got it. Sometimes you got to chip away for a while.
I was in Austin, Texas when that happened because it's such a great memory for me. I remember where I was sitting in what hotel.
Somebody else responds, obviously you trying to announce the golf leaderboard. That was excellent. Didn't even happen on our show, but it's an excellent moment. Mm-hmm. Somebody says Channing's tooth flying out.
Yeah. Thanks, buddy. We're a real team here. What was that?
I think my favorite Solana story from the show is when you went to summer camp and immediately hated it and forced your parents to bring you home early.
It's a good one. He called his aunt.
Really good.
His aunt.
Good one.
Love you, Aunt Mary.
Like a hiker getting rescued off a mountaintop, you know, just waving his arms, except he's just at the intersection of 4th and Main.
Two counselors behind him just talking to him. Alex, you can go back to the camp now.
Mary. Says, the kayak story effing killed me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was just great.
You're a gem, Solana.
I don't like them teasing you all the time, but I know you get pissed because I know you get pissed. But that Noche de Sixto song deserved a roast.
Straight filth.
Cutting your burgers in half. February. Solana's dad's soccer rants are underrated. Your visit to the suspicious emergency room after returning from Italy.
Wasn't weak suspicious. Sauce. Wasn't suspicious, just a normal emergency room.
Another golf leaderboard. Chocolate cake and the enema is the best. Congratulations, Solana.
Yeah, the enema story, definitely a regrettable, regrettable moment.
Tito Bonacci says February. Another person says the brotherly enema. Another person says February. There's some good stuff. Enema,
the enema story was going nowhere until it went somewhere.
Another one, yep.
It was kind of, I'm like, what are you talking about? Then the punchline hit.
Somehow Crowder admitting to chewing his nails has just gotten lost. His toenails.
That whole segment, honestly, could be dissected as like that. Like we could do, you know how like Bill Simmons does rewatchables, where we could do 4 hours just dissecting to tell the truth day. And people want to know why we've never done it again, because we will never top that. We have retired to tell the truth day on this show because it will never be topped.
I'm just flexible. Him and his brother are giving each other enemas. I don't see the comparison.
We're not giving each other enemas. I only gave him one enema. He needed help. I helped him with one enema. We're not giving each other enemas.
Happy anniversary. Happy 6-year anniversary. Should we give him our surprise, Crowder, or should we wait till later in the show?
We'll wait. Keep old cliffhanger for him.
All right. Well, wait, we have a surprise for you. Okay. Let's get headlines here for the 6th anniversary Solana show with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. Choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
My surprise is another Outback Steakhouse gift card from Channing Crowder that only has $4.72 on it. I'm good. You guys can keep
going. Listen, we all are very comfortable in what we do over the last 6 years. You do the same show sheet and no prep. Uh-huh. He gives out the gift cards that have already been used. We're in a comfort zone.
Right.
So Lana, when you get this this envelope tomorrow, just return the sender. So I didn't know you didn't appreciate my gift cards.
Hawk reads all the headlines before he tosses to me for headlines. We just do the same thing every day. Yeah.
I feel like I'm helping you with it because I feel like you haven't prepped any headlines. So I try to jog your memory a little bit and go, oh, yeah, that's going on.
Oh, you didn't see me typing as you were talking? I mean, trust me. Thank you.
I do the little beginning to the show. He's like a stenographer taking notes.
No joke.
I should start giving the weather in my how do you do every afternoon as well.
Right now on NHL Network, they're showing Game 7 of last year's Stanley Cup Final. Panthers have a 2-1 lead over Edmonton. There's 3 minutes left in this game. So if you want to rewatch the Florida Panthers' final 3 minutes as they hold on to that 2-1 lead for their first ever Stanley Cup Final, that is on NHL Network right now.
Somebody texted the COVID Zoom killed me. Are they talking about when you showed up to the meeting with the managers wearing the cutoff shirt and the protein drink? is that what they're talking about? I don't know what the COVID Zoom is. Is that what it
top
is?
In the way. That has to be.
Yeah.
The strangest thing. Young guy in the business, like, yeah, we need to have a meeting with the general manager, the program director, sales manager. And Solana just signs in. Got a sleeveless shirt. He's drinking, you know, his protein drink, and he's drinking it like this. You know, he's like, he's doing curls on the side. He's got dumbbells.
Excuse me, what did you say? I'm headed to Pilates. What did you say?
He's on the Pilates machine.
You're weird.
How's that weird? I mean, I came home from the gym. I had a meeting. I jumped on the meeting.
What equipment do they have in your gym that builds your body?
I don't know. I hope it's a scalpel and fillers.
I know their subscriptions are going down, whatever it's called. Goodness gracious.
Somebody texts in, Solana getting roasted for not asking Pat Riley any questions. No, sir.
No. I'm out, y'all. I'll be back next segment.
I'll see you guys tomorrow. Happy anniversary, Solana.
I can't do that again, fellas. No. That was emotionally distressful.
Had to read that one, huh, Hawk? Of all the ones that are coming in. You just can't enjoy a good thing when it's happening. Just, you gotta do that, huh? Every time.
Cross lines. That's what I do.
Yeah. Solana, you're great at media. I'll tell you. I'm be honest and nice today. You are very good at what you do.
Somebody texts in, birds are great hunters. They eat seeds.
Let me take that back. A lot of things you say don't make a damn bit of sense.
Somebody texts in, faberglasting.
He was flabbergasted. Seeds. I forgot that one.
Hey, Jimmy, don't laugh too hard, because on your anniversary, we're just playing this on a loop.
Jimmy, I must have watched that 7,000 times yesterday.
No one.
Oh, man, I got DMs about that. Yes.
I got so many messages regarding that. That was, I could not stop watching it last night. I just couldn't stop watching it. I've changed my ringer to that, my doorbell to that. I've changed every alert on my computer to that.
Oh, man. Yeah, that was good.
All right, here are your headlines. Hawks was pretty spot on in everything he listed, but the latest reports are that the Steelers no longer trying to trade for Jonnu Smith. Looks like Gabe Davis is their new trade target. Earlier today, this is what Mike McDaniel had to say on Jonnu. He's been around during offseason workouts, and Mike McDaniel is very adamant that he wants Jonnu Smith on the team.
Mike McDaniel plays that role perfectly, because he's done that with Tyreek. He's done that with Jaylen Waddle. He's done it with Tua. Like, he plays that role perfectly. Yes, I want these guys. He never defers. The only guy I think he's ever disliked was Mike Gesicki. It's the only guy I can think of that he just kind of ran out of here inexplicably.
He didn't enjoy Mike. But isn't that the GM's job?
Yes.
Head coach is supposed to be in lockstep with his team. I love these guys. I love these guys. It's on Chris Greer to hurt people's feelings.
Yep.
Jonnu Smith, you guys saw he threw out the first pitch at the Marlins game yesterday in front of 44 people.
I didn't see that, no.
Yeah, he did a leg kick, but the ball bounced before the dirt. in the grass. One hopped it in the grass, like before the actual plate, before the dirt in front of the plate. Yeah.
I just looked this up with John New Smith. I'm going to give you some names. Tommy Tremblay. Stop me when you know somebody. Luke Farrell, Noah Gray, Colston Loveland, Josh Oliver, Kobe Parkinson. Those are all tight ends that make more money than John New Smith.
Oh, I get it, man. He should be, I mean, based on last season, he should be making more money than anyone on the offense besides Tua, to be quite honest. But I get it. He's underpaid for the year that he put up last season. But conversely, the Dolphins have done this the last few seasons. Give everyone more money, new contracts, and it hasn't exactly worked out because it leaves them holding the bag at the end and making tougher decisions on players maybe where it shouldn't be as tough a decision. So I get both sides. I listen, as a Dolphins fan, I hope they sign Janu and I hope he's happy here because I don't want to see Julian Hill as tight end one.
And Janu's turning 30 years old on August 22nd. That's not going to help his argument.
All right, we're about, I don't know, 29 hours, 30 hours away from game one of the Stanley Cup final tomorrow. Canes baseball did win yesterday 5-4. Got a little dicey. So they're up 5-2 in the bottom of the ninth inning, playing in Southern Miss. And they're one out away, runner on second. And the closer gives up a two-run home run. So now it's 5-4. And I was like, uh-oh, this is not looking good. But they were able to get one more out. So they're going to play Louisville in the Super Regional three-game series this weekend for a chance to go to Omaha.
Let's go.
Watch college baseball. I just get frustrated with people, but I don't know their names, so I just call them numbers. I did it earlier. Y'all didn't call me. I was like, that damn 31 35. Was pitching that thing. Man, 14 is too. He's too lackadaisical on third. I didn't like him. I think he was batting like 388. I said, okay, he can stay in the game.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Why do they let them play with metal bats, by the way? I don't understand that. Like
Or let major leaguers play with metal bats. Even it out.
Yeah. It just
you know what Matt Mervis would be hitting if he was allowed to play with a metal bat?
117. I know exactly what he'd be hitting.
Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. The Florida Panthers have just won the Stanley Cup Final on NHL Network last year's.
From last year.
Yeah. Your weather from the Demesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Jimmy, what's the weather?
It's raining.
There you go.
Very good. Josh Appel is going to join us in the next segment. We'll talk a little hockey and hoo-ha with him. Do not go anywhere.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I'm just saying that I'm Hawk. We talk Tua. Hawk Tua.
Hawk and Crowder.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Josh Appel is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. By the way, before we get to Appel, the Heat have the 20th pick in the draft at the end of the month. Fans can attend a draft party in person at the Kaseya Center. It's June 25th, and there'll be plenty of activities and shots on the court and photo ops and appearances by Heat legends, live entertainment from Heat talent, and more. If you want to go, you want to RSVP, go to heat.com/draft party. heat.com/draft party. Josh Appel is a professional play-by-play broadcaster for the NFL on Sports USA. He will be on the call Saturday night for the USL Championship on ESPN+. But before we talk about hoo-ha with Appel, let's talk Panthers and Oilers. So game one is tomorrow night, and I know we've talked about it with you leading up, but it's a rematch of last year's Stanley Cup Final. You've had about a week to kind of dig into it and mentally prepare. So where are you right now the day before? How do you feel about the matchup?
Well, great to be with you guys. It feels like it's been forever since we've watched the Panthers play hockey last. So I'm glad that tomorrow it's finally here. I feel pretty good about this from the Panthers' perspective. I think that a lot of the noise going into this series is not about them repeating and trying to repeat. It's about whether or not Connor McDavid and Leon Draisaitl can bounce back from losing to the Panthers last year. And I feel like all the pressure in the world is on Edmonton, and everybody's talking about Edmonton and nobody's talking about the Panthers. And I think that's exactly where the Panthers want to be.
Is our roster, because we improved and they improved, I've been too, but is our roster better than theirs? Because everybody's, I haven't had a conclusion on the stuff I'm reading about who really has the better lineup, who has the most depth.
Well, I think with Zach Hyman being unavailable for Edmonton, the Panthers probably have a leg up in that department. I might have given it to them. I know I'm biased, but I might have given them that notch in their belt as well, even if Hyman was healthy. But I think first line through fourth line, top pair D through the third pair D, and in goal, I think the Panthers are better. But the Oilers have Connor McDavid, and that is a great
Connor McDavid. I can't stand him.
I mean, look, it's the great equalizer. I mean, he makes up for so much that
which
maybe
roster would you rather have? I was thinking about that this morning. So you've got star power with Edmonton, right? Not that we don't have stars on the Panthers roster, but Connor McDavid is, you know, head and shoulders
best player in the world,
NHL star, and the Panthers have depth, though, like you talked about. Gold lines 1 through 4. I mean, you could put that up against 1 through 4 on any team in the NHL. So which roster would you rather have?
It almost feels idiotic to say that I wouldn't take the team that has two of the 5 best players in the league. But because of the depth factor and the amount of drop-off that I don't think there's much between, like, the top guys of the Panthers, added them all up together in the aggregate, I guess, like, Barkov, Reinhardt, Tkachuk, Bennett, all those guys. Yeah, I'd rather take that team with a better goaltender as well and the deeper decor. That, again, crazy to say about a team that has the best player in the world on it and another top five player in the league, but I've seen the Panthers win already against the Oilers, and they've gotten better since last year. So that's kind of where I'm at with that.
Is this fair, though? Because I've said to Crowder and Solana, Connor McDavid getting to the NHL within a game of the NHL Stanley Cup last season is equivalent to Michael Jordan getting to within a game of the NBA championship, losing and getting back the next season. Does Connor McDavid have, because you would look at MJ and you would go, okay, he would say, that's not happening again. I don't care how it happens. I'm not walking out of here without the cup this time. Is there an equivalency to make with Connor McDavid doing that?
I think so. There's this, I don't know if you would consider it a meme or not, but there's a camera shot screen grab of Leon Draisaitl and Connor McDavid after blowing game one against the Stars, them locking eyes on the bench. And then it lists games two through the end of that series, what those two did and how they outscored Dallas. So that look to me is exactly what you're talking about, which was Connor and Leon saying to each other, all right, that's enough from here. We take over. And that's what happened.
As much as we talk about depth, though, Sergei Bobrovsky still has to be the best player in this series for the Florida Panthers. Like, is that fair? Because if we're giving Edmonton the nod, or not us, but Vegas is, because they have the two best players in the series, the best duo and the best maybe generational talent we've seen since Gretzky, then that means, like, you need your goaltender to be the best player in the series, period, end of story.
I think he just needs to be better than Stuart Skinner. Because, look, there are going to be goals scored in the series. Edmonton's going to get theirs. We know the Panthers can score at will and in bunches, as we've seen in the last couple of series, especially against Carolina. So I just think he has to be better than Stuart Skinner. And that's what happened last year, right? Like, Bob in the middle of that series as the Oilers were coming back didn't look like the same guy. Not obviously wasn't all his fault, but at the end of the day, in game seven, he outperformed Stuart Skinner and they won 2-1. And like that goal that Sam Reinhart scored at the end of the second period, I imagine is one that Stuart Skinner thought about a lot through the entire offseason into this season. And I guarantee you he's thinking about it going into this series.
And Appel, you said it too. I was going to ask, because you said, like, the Panthers have been scoring. Hey, we're in a game 6-1 and they're blowing, you know, teams out in this playoff run. Good teams. Do we want to get into a 6-3s? 6-5, 6-4 game, or do we want to keep it those 1-0, 2-1 type games? Because I like watching, I think that's more of Panther hockey, of your coined phrase, Paul Ball, 0-2-1 game.
Oh, yeah. So I think the beauty of this Panther team is that they can win in any facet, in any style, right? But the Panthers would much prefer to win a game 2-1, 3-2, 3-1, than try and go blow for blow in a 6-5 game with Connor McDavid. Right. Like, again, you know that McDavid and Draisaitl are going to get theirs at some point. You know it. It's hard to contain those guys. Nobody can do it. But if you can limit them to a certain extent, I think the Panthers are going to be in a really good spot as the series goes on. If they're getting into these track meets with Edmonton, Panthers are capable of doing that, but I don't think that's where they want to be at all.
Panthers have been incredible on the road in the postseason. Do you expect that continues tomorrow? Like, do you expect them to get out of Edmonton with a game? And if they don't, is it cause for alarm?
I don't think it's cause for alarm. Look, they're 8-2 on the road this postseason. They obviously came back home in the Toronto series down 2-0. I don't think that there is any deficit that is necessarily insurmountable for this group. I think they've proven that over the last 3 years. This is an entirely different animal, though. I don't think the series is over if you come back down 2-0. But obviously, you want to go up there and you want to get at least one. And the Panthers last year up there were able to do that in Game 3 against Edmonton. But if you remember, they were hanging on for dear life at the end of that Game 3. Last year in the cup final against Edmonton. So if you can go up there and steal one and you lose a second game 10-1, great. You're coming back home 1-1. That's mission accomplished.
What do you do with and I know it's early. Game one is not till tomorrow. What do you do with if the Panthers repeat as Stanley Cup champions, the season was blank, but conversely, if they lose the Stanley Cup final, the season was blank?
Look, man, it's hard for me to sit here and be like, yeah, if they don't win this series, like the whole season's a failure. It's not, right? Like the Panthers are on a dream run for their franchise right now. Third consecutive Stanley Cup the year after, or excuse me, 3 years after they win the President's Trophy. Like this is some kind of success that we haven't seen here ever. I think
they're playing with house money. That's essentially what I'm at. Are they playing with house money? They win, and it's great. If they don't win, I mean, it doesn't.
We'll all be disappointed if they lose. I'll probably be a little upset, but at the same time, in no way, unless they get swept and just completely get their doors blown off, could this be viewed as a failure. Like they have cemented themselves, this group, as one of the best teams probably the last couple decades, like this 3-year run, especially the last 2 years, right? They have the cup. They won it. They've proven they can get back there in different ways too. Adding different guys along the way, taking big swings, hitting on the little swings they've taken. I don't know. In the totality of it, for me, they're playing with house money here. They've already won their cup. There's no pressure on them here. It's all on Edmonton, in my opinion. They've got the hook. Can Canada finally get a Stanley Cup back to the country for the first time in a while again? Can Connor McDavid get redemption? And there's nothing about the Panthers. Like I said earlier, I think that's where they want to be. Nobody talking about them. They can fly under the radar somehow. But yeah, like there's no possible way that this could be looked at as anything other than another successful season.
And to well, like Hawk said about Connor McDavid, like you're watching greatness. It's Michael Jordan, it's LeBron James, it's Patrick Mahomes. It's just he's a great player. You got to respect him. I hate him because we always have to go through him, and he's just amazing. I don't know why I hate him. I don't know. It's just I feel different about Connor. When you go at, honestly, going to a game against Connor, do you say like, hey, you just kind of said it like he's going to score. Let's hold him just to one this game. Like you're not going to choke him out. It's really for a series, but you might not be able to choke him out for one game.
For a game, yeah. But for a course of over the course of seven games, probably not. Because in the first few games of the series last year, really until Edmonton started to push in game three, they did a decent job against him. And did a good job against him in game seven as well. And the thing that I always think back to, that last 5-6 minutes of game seven last year, just how absolutely gassed that entire group was. McDavid, Draisaitl, Bouchard. Those guys had nothing left in the tank when they were trying to push a tie at the end of game seven. I would imagine if it gets to a game seven, we'll be in a similar spot because those guys are going to get the most ice time. And the Panthers have the luxury of, yeah, some guys are going to play heavy minutes, but not to the extent where Connor McDavid and those guys have to be out there for all that time. To answer your question, Channing, yeah, he's going to, whether it's him actually scoring or him facilitating goals with assists, he's going to get on the score sheet at some point. It's just, can you manage individual situations? Can you stay out of the box against them? The Panthers have been phenomenal. I think they had the best penalty kill in the postseason so far. But that power play is really clicking, and I'd rather take my chances at 5-on-5 against them than giving them more than the normal amount of power play opportunities.
The Knicks fired Tom Thibodeau?
Cold world, huh?
I got a push notification from CBS Sports.
Really? You know who I think the problem is in New York, that damn Carl Anthony Towns.
I don't know if they could fire him, though.
I don't get just get rid of him. Kidnap him. I don't know what to do. Get him off. Get him off.
Hold on. We have some breaking news. What's going on, Solana?
According to Ian Begley, reporter who covers the Knicks for SNY-TV, the Knicks are relieving Tom Thibodeau of his duties, per league sources, citing the entire organization being very, very annoyed with just the three hairs he continues to leave on the front of his forehead.
Man, leave that little island alone, man.
Is that really what they reference in the report?
Yeah. According to this report, Jalen Brunson has been begging Tibbs to just go full bald, embrace the baldness, but tip. No, Ian Begley writes.
Shocking, man.
Organization.
You never hear that kind of honesty in these reports.
That's no, but honestly, that's shocking to fire him, isn't it?
Organization singular focused on winning title, feels new voices needed. Team president, again, this is Ian Begley. Leon Rose made decision with support of owner James Dolan.
Wow. How about this? Pat Riley goes back as his swan song and coaches the Knicks next season.
You don't want to deal with Karl Anthony Towns.
I'm just who do you hate? Who do you hate more? Karl Anthony Towns or Connor McDavid?
Oh. That is a hell of a question. Probably Karl Anthony Towns.
That's recency bias because you had money on him. That's what happened.
But no, he's just real spicy, and he flails. He's 7 feet, and he falls down easy. He doesn't hustle. I just don't like him. I hate Connor McDavid because he's always in the Panthers' way.
Josh, can we count on you to be at Funky Buddha tomorrow night for our Game 1 watch party?
I think there's like a 98% chance that Mara and I will be there.
This is very exciting because Lori and I will be there, and I believe Solana and Valentina will be there, so Crowder. We could have a entire festive night watching Game 1.
You know what it'll be? It'll be the time of our lives.
It'll be the time of our lives.
I'm going to miss it, and the bad thing about this whole show is the only person that'll drink a flight of beer with me at Funky Buddha is Mara Appel, Josh's wife.
It's true.
You get Aperol spritzes. I don't know what Jimmy
I'll
was drinking.
I'll drink an Aperol spritz with you, though, if you want.
I don't want an Aperol.
Well, you know what I'm going to do tomorrow night? I'm going to have one in your honor. How about that? It's like you're there.
A flight? A flight
like,
IPA?
No, an Aperol spritz. I'm going to put out an Aperol spritz and a place setting for you as if you were Elijah in the Jewish community. What holiday do we do that for, Appel? Do you know?
Isn't that Passover?
That Passover? Do you set a place setting for Elijah at Passover, Solana?
Who?
Jimmy, call my rabbi and ask him. Just kidding.
Appel, tell your beautiful wife to have a flight of beer for me. I don't want an Aperol spritz.
I will, just for you.
All right. Thank you. I'll get an Aperol spritz for you. Anywho, Josh Appel, thank you as always, Josh, and I'll see you tomorrow night at Funky Buddha.
See you there. And I've confirmed that we leave the cup out for Elijah on Passover.
There you go. We have confirmation on that. So two bits of breaking news. Thibodeau gone and leave a setting for Elijah. Leave the door a little bit ajar as well. I'll get into it another day. Put that on the circle back list, Solana. Put it on the circle back list. Funky Buddha tomorrow night. We'll watch Game 1 together. If you want to come on out there and join us, it's Funky Buddha in Oakland Park. Thank you, Josh Appel.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Crowder, speak the gospel on hockey. Tell him.
Made a puckin' boy.
Hawk and Crowder.
As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.